أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 73, Al-Muzammil. Title: The word Al-Muzammil is the title of this surah and occurs in its opening verse. It is unrelated to the surah subject matter. Period of Revelation. The surah comprises two sections that were revealed at different dates. The consensus view is that its first section was revealed in Mecca. Both its subject matter and the hadith reports about its circumstantial setting support the above view. The reports are silent over the exact date of its revelation in the Meccan phase, but internal evidence helps in dating it. Firstly, it instructs the Prophet, peace be upon him, to pray in the night, which will enable him to shoulder the awesome duty of prophethood and to discharge his role well. One thus learns that this section must have been revealed in the early days of his prophethood, when God was training him in his august role. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is then commanded to recite the Quran in tahajjud prayer at night, half of it or a bit more. This indicates that a large enough portion of the Quran had been revealed by that point, which could be recited in prayers spread over a few hours in the night. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is then directed to bear patiently with the excesses committed against him by his detractors. Conversely, his Meccan unbelievers are warned of divine punishment. It is clear that this section was revealed at a time when the Prophet, peace be upon him, had started preaching Islam publicly and the Meccans had taken to opposing him. Many Quran scholars are of the view that the second section of the surah was also sent down in Mecca. However, some opine that it was revealed in Medina, a viewpoint endorsed by its contents, for it speaks of fighting in the way of God. Of course, this particular command was not applicable in Mecca. Furthermore, it commands that zakah be paid as an obligatory duty. It is on record that the obligation of zakah with its prescribed rate was promulgated in Medina. Subject matter and themes. Verses 1 to 7 ask the Prophet, peace be upon him, to prepare himself to discharge the important duty assigned to him. A practical way of doing so being to stand up in prayer in the night. Verses 8 to 14 exhort the Prophet, peace be upon him, to devote himself fully to God, the Lord of the universe. He should be content, referring everything to God, and should bear with the opposition of his opponents and not engage with them. God is sufficient to deal with them. Verses 15 to 19 warn the Meccan opponents of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that as with the case of Pharaoh, God has sent down his messenger among them. They should consider carefully the end of Pharaoh, as he refused to believe in the messenger's call. Even if they are spared divine punishment in this world, how can they escape God's chastisement in the hereafter for their unbelief? According to Sayyid ibn Jubair's report, the second section of the surah was revealed 10 years later. It announces a revision in the command for tahajjud prayer, contained in the surah's opening verses. The revised command is that one is free to offer as much of this prayer as is convenient. Muslims must, however, be very particular about offering the 5 daily obligatory prayers, paying the zakah, and spending their wealth sincerely in God's way. Finally, the Muslims are told that their good deeds shall not go to waste. These will constitute their assets, which one manages for before undertaking a journey, which they will find safe and secure with God in the hereafter. It is far better than what they amass and hoard in this world. They will get a huge reward from God in addition to recompense for their good deeds.